This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
You had a big night, did you? You're a bit tired
well,
today.
It wasn't a massive night, but I started drinking. I got on the terps really early.
Did you get
and
on the terps?
And when you sit in the sun and you start drinking wine, you're going to get really tired, especially when you've done breakfast the day before. I was really I am still really exhausted, actually. But, you know, I've got to be here for radio and make people happy, like yourself. Now, we were talking about bar staff being paid less than cocktails they serve. And I have to remember that I used to be a bar bitch myself and I loved my job about 10 years ago, but I still can get really annoyed with bad service.
Did you, when you were a bar...
The best bar bitch. You would have loved me.
Did you throw stuff around
I wouldn't flick anything.
No?
I was just that standard.
Did you stick it in the blender?
I made a great Virgin Mary. I mean, Bloody Mary. Oh, my God.
Mary.
The best Bloody Mary. No one knew what wasabi was back then, like to use in a Bloody Mary. They just thought you put it on sushi and you're happy.
Right.
No, I was good at that kind of stuff. But, look, I wouldn't shake anything like stuff that. There's too much thought process. I love to pull a beer. I loved pulling beers. And I loved changing the kegs, maybe because it was a really butch thing to do.
Right, okay.
I liked rolling up my sleeves and getting dirty, if you know what I'm saying. But I was at this particular bar yesterday and I was having a really lovely time. And I got in there because I was going to someone's house straight after. And I bought these two beautiful bottles of rosé. Now, I needed them to stay, to be cold because I didn't have them anywhere to put them, right? And when I asked the bar lady, I had bought a few drinks while I was there, right? She looked at me like, it was a massive ask. So but she looked at me like, oh, my God. And I just found myself going, apologising profusely. Like, I'm so sorry, but please, I've got nowhere. Like, I was explaining myself. And then
hang on, you asked for wine.
Okay, so I was ordering wine, drinking on the premises.
So it's not a difficult...
So all she had to do was put the two wine bottles that I had in my hand that I walked in with and just put them in the fridge till I left. I was drinking on her premises. We were having drinks anyway.
Yep.
But she looked at me like I was asking for a really big task and I was apologising for it. And then I thought, well, hold on, I've spent about $50 here. What's the problem? What's actually the problem here?
That's
shocking service, don't you think?
I had that happen in a fishmonger.
Well, I was asking her for money.
Yeah, it's just...
That's how she was treating me, like I was asking her for money. Can you spot me a drink, darling, because I got no cash?
I had that happen in a fishmonger. I was ordering and I ordered some fish and then, like, she was wrapping it up and as she was doing it, and admittedly I didn't give her the whole order, I said, oh, I forgot something. Can you please give me whatever it was?
Mm.
And she rolled her eyes and she said, couldn't you have told me that before? And there were a queue of people there too, and I thought, and like you, I was so shocked by it. I thought, I didn't know what to come back with.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't
it? Yeah, and I said, forget it. Don't worry
so
about it.
So I reckon this whole bar staff paid less than cocktails they serve should apply for the service that they actually provide. So if you're a shitty bar cocktail maker or bar attendant, get paid accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're really good and you've got manners, pay them more. What do you reckon? Maybe we should change the laws.
Yeah, and then somehow you and I could go and test them to see how good they are.
Exactly.
And how good they
are.
Or your ex. You could get your ex. She'd be able to.
Oh, my God, she loves dirty undies.
She likes the taste of dirty.
That should be a cocktail.
Dirty undies.
Maybe we should send her some dirty undies.
You could name it after her as well.
Say, drink this, babe.
Shove it in a blender.
Now, listen, bar staff are being paid less than cocktails they serve.
What?
Now, this is no surprise to me because a cocktail costs about 25 buckaroonies if it's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, I like a bit of an espresso martini. It depends where you go.
That's my favourite too. I actually found a place that makes a really good one.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're not going to get it for anything less than 20 bucks unless you go to some dodgy pub and they serve it with a steak that's about 5 days old.
Well, I went somewhere a few weeks ago to have one and the guy was, like a very attractive man.
Was he?
Usually
are.
You know, he was throwing it around.
He was doing the whole Tom Cruise cocktail thing.
He was doing the Tom Cruise cocktail thing. He had the cockiness about him. And, of course, I was thinking, oh, wow. They must get so many people sort of hitting on them. Must get so many. Because I was very attracted. I was thinking, this is I like his personality. Yeah. I like the way he's doing it. And then the lid came off.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
And it went all over his white shirt.
I remember when I went with an ex-girlfriend and we ordered cocktails in the city, and I'll never forget the guy. My ex-girlfriend goes, "It's up to you. Like, surprise us, whatever you think." And it was around Christmas, and I'll never forget the guy got really excited, and he was like posing as he was shaking up his cocktail, and he was putting all these ingredients in, like he's like, yeah, like he was really excited. It tasted like dirty undies.
What did your girlfriend
say? $25 each for the cocktail. Thank God she was shouting. I was furious. Seriously, it was dirty undies. I had a sip and I nearly like passed out. And then she got shitty with me because I was like, "This is I can't drink this. Like it tasted so bad." She's like, "I just can't believe how you really don't appreciate anything." But I don't complain usually, but it tasted like dirty undies. So he was just too busy showing off.
But maybe she likes the taste of dirty undies.
Oh my God, that's a very good point.
I wonder where she got that from.
Exactly.
I got a couple of messages. One from Peter from Spotswood. He said he's going to miss us.
Oh, do you blame the guy? What are you going to do,
we'll
Peter?
We'll miss you too, Peter.
Oh. We're going to miss you a lot, Peter. We're going to miss all our listeners.
We're also talking about bar staff being paid less than a cocktail.
Yeah, which is really, look, it's a big job to be serving drunk people because people, after a few cocktails, you're arrogant.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you're not arrogant, you become arrogant.
Yeah, and some people are anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. So, and I've done it before and I've dealt with a lot of really difficult customers. 0427JOY949 is the SMS that you can reach us on. We got a message in from Andy. He says, "Oh my God, I love an espresso martini too," because me and Warren love them, don't we? Delicious. Maybe we should have some after the show. "Last Friday, I had dinner with friends at a German place, and when we ordered three espresso martinis, the guy at the bar just rolled his eyes. Oh my God, I so wouldn't have paid him after that," says I, which I pay anyway. "He had no idea what he was doing, mixed them like he was under duress. I actually saw him put dare iced coffee in the shaker, then served up the three most expensive and pathetic-looking drinks we've ever seen. We just found it so hilarious and then ordered another round." Well, he probably put enough amount of alcohol for you not to give a crap after it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, some cocktails are really bad.
Yeah, as long as you don't see them make it.
Exactly.
Kylie and Danny, 100 degrees on Joy 94.9.
Hey, if you could choose between, you know how you've been thinking about women lately, right?
Right.
If you could choose between Kylie or Danny, who would you be more attracted to?
Danny.
Danny?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, probably.
Thank God we don't have the same taste.
Yeah,
when you do become straight, we're not going to be fighting over the women.
Give me a good-looking man.
Really?
Yep.
With a beard.
Yep.
What about a woman with a beard? Would that change?
Maybe.
You've got to keep your options open, buddy. It's out there.
Absolutely.
I'm not growing one for you.
I was just about to say.
Because I reckon if I did, I'd be kind of hot. Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, I know I would. And I'm not doing it for you.
I find it difficult working with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't work with you, buddy. Trust me, because the last thing I'd want is you being attracted to me.
You'd be talking and I'd be staring into your eyes.
Yeah, I know. It would do my head in too. Because you know when it's not reciprocated, does it annoy you when you don't feel the same way about someone? Do you get annoyed if they're into you and you're not?
No.
Yeah, see, there's something wrong with me. Maybe it's a low self-esteem issue. Oh, my goodness me. I can't wait to get on my yellow bikinis.
Have you got
wax
yellow?
Wax on and wax off.
Have you got yellow bikinis?
No, I haven't. But I just want that visual for our listeners.
You look good in it.
I've never had laser done. Can I just quickly say something? I was having some drinks with my boss yesterday and we bumped into these two chicks that are laser, like they own a laser shop and shop, whatever you want to call it. And I said to them, "Hey, so I've never had laser done." I said, "Should I get my mo done?" And it was such a stupid thing of me to do because they just could not stop concentrating on my top lip the whole time they were doing it to me.
Looking at it.
It was hilarious. But they were offering me free. They were offering a free top lip laser.
Oh, why didn't you do it?
Well, I only got it offered yesterday, buddy. Give me a chance.
It's not some sort of backyard.
No.
A Kris Kringle gift. I got a hair removal laser.
We'll find out.
Let me test it on you.
Yeah, but I've never had laser done before, so if anyone knows anything about laser, I can get my bush trimmed. Now, and you can get your bush and your face trimmed.
There's a mysterious object floating around out in space at the moment.
Right.
And we don't want to alarm you.
Right.
But we may have woken up a mysterious alien intelligence.
Right.
According to scientists. And it's in the shape of a... like it's been described as a cigar, like a rock-like cigar.
Yeah,
I actually think it looks a bit more like a, you know, piece of poo.
Oh,
it's,
you're kidding.
It's floating out there.
Is it a long one?
It's
is
a long one.
Oh, God, that is long.
It's a long one. Mm. And a UFO expert in the UK has
So made, you reckon it's an alien's poo?
It could be.
Right.
It'd be a big alien.
Yeah, it's a massive alien.
And anyway, scientists are apparently scanning it to see if there's any life.
Right.
On it. And a UFO expert has come out and said that attempts to scan the cigar-shaped asteroid may have attracted the attention of whatever is lurking inside it.
Right.
So they don't know what's in it. And although scientists have recently announced that the bizarre object was not made by aliens, it hasn't stopped all this speculation. And Mr. Pope, who is used to head up the UK Ministry of Defence's UFO investigations desk, has said we may wake it up. Whatever it is inside, and that the alien ship may have been covered in rock so that it can travel through space.
Oh, God, you're kidding me. It looks like a hard poo, so that probably is rock.
I'd say it's a very old one.
It looks like an old one. It looks like it's definitely a baked one.
It's definitely a baked one. It's probably been through all sorts of galaxies and
things. Yeah, I wonder what would be inside it, though. Maybe more aliens. I mean, that's bizarre, isn't it?
It might be. Or maybe we could just dissect it and see what they eat.
Well, go on.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.